Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Nun Beis. Chulin Nun Beis, and we are exactly on top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We're talking about the list of items that a bird falls on in terms of assuming a bird is a nefula, a shavura, if it has risuk evarim inside. We spoke about this, just spoke about the animals, and the Gemara went into the halachas of birds. Just to mention what I went through very quickly at the end of Shir yesterday, should mention where those sources are, that there is, the first halacha that the Gemara mentioned was that if a bird falls on water, and we mentioned that falling on water might have a different difference in halacha than falling on something solid. So here it's just a question of mitzius, because when something falls on a solid, boom, there's a lot of pressure there and it could break something. Well, if something falls on water, one might have said that it is softer and it does not create the pressure. But we said by birds, because a bird is very fragile, so in that way it could become a risuk even on the water. So I just wanted to give an example in halacha where you see there's a difference between falling on solids and falling on liquids, and that's the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Membeis Mabeis. The long Tosfos there, Membeis Mabeis, quotes the three different opinions in the Rishonim. What is the halacha by Irui Kli Rishon? Let's say somebody wants to take hot water and put it in the chalent. That is Irui Kli Rishon. Somebody wants to take hot water directly from the urn. Or someone wants to put directly from the urn onto something else. The sugya is of Irui Kli Rishon. So what are we paskin about Irui Kli Rishon? We know it's a three-way machlokas Rishonim. Says Tosfos, right there, Membeis Mabeis, Rabbeinu Shmuel, Mevi Raya de Irui Kli Sheni. The Rashbam holds that Irui is like a Kli Sheni. Irui Kli Sheni, from the sugya of Tatogvar. The Ri Nered, the Irui Kli Rishon. It's a Kli Rishon, the two different opposite shitas. If you look further down, the end of the last small line in Tosfos, Elavadai lo mavashel ela kedei klipa. It cooks the outer layer, and therefore, if there's there's a case of not cooking the outer layer, like the posting of the example of warming up a baby bottle, you're allowed to pour hot water directly onto a baby bottle in order to warm it up. You're cooking the milk inside. The answer is no. We paskin mavasho kadei klipa. So it's only cooking the plastic outside, which is not cooking really. So therefore, it's not a problem with pouring hot water directly on that item. So that is in terms of Irui. But the Ran points out, Tosfos later on does a little bit, but the Ran is more full. The Ran Achafam and Aleph and Dafi Arif. The Ran says this is all only if it is going onto a salad, is going onto spices, going onto tavlin. But says the Ran, if one pours Irui Kli Rishon onto a liquid, then it's a different halacha, more mekel. Elachi Pirusho, Nosin Adam Chaimun Tochatzonein, Lefi Shehein Miskararin Beiruyon, U Misarvim Mamish Betochatzonein, Vein Koch Bohem Levashel Afilu Bebanmi Kli Rishon. The afilu tipsalom or diri kli rishon kli rishon. If you want to take the most machmir shita, that it's like a kli rishon, like the ri hani mili b'ma'ara al gabi tavlin v'chayotzi bohen she'ein achamin misarvin b'sochan ela makin aleihem b'kiluchan u'mevashlin avomayim b'mayim she'ein misarvin mamish ein koach l'kloach levash alamayim atachtonim. So the Ran says b'feirish that there's a difference between if it falls on a solid, the tavlin, and falling on a liquid. Okay, so the dimension that, which we went through very quickly yesterday. Okay, let us continue. So we're still in the middle of the list of the materials that a bird falls on. By the way, the Parsha Shir should be was uploaded last night, so hopefully it'll be posted this morning for Parshas Ekev. I mentioned in the Shir that there will not be a Shir next week. Parshas Re'eh will be traveling, and then Parshas Shoftim, we'll get back to it on from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Chol hadak lo chayshinon. If a bird falls onto thin sand, lo chayshinon. So we're not choshesh, because that's a softer material, and we don't assume that the bird became a risuk. Chol hagas chayshinon. But thick sand, we do. Rashi says chol hagas includes big stones. Avanim gedolos. Right, sometimes you have a rocky sand, so we're worried about that case. Avak zrochim. You have the regular dirt from the roads, chayshinon, so we assume that is also hard from the pit trampling on it, so therefore gets hard. Tivna va'avid bezaga chayshinon. If you have straw that you made into a nice pile, bezaga, and Bandar Rashi says chavila, so we're choshesh, because that's once you put it into a pile, it's harder. Lo'avid bezaga lo chayshinon. If it's just straw loose, lying around, then we're not choshesh. Chiti v'chol deminayhu chayshinon. All different types of wheat. Right, Rashi says, shifon, No, there are five types of grains that are chayv and challah, and one can use for matzah. So chita, wheat, and shifon is in the category of wheat here. Chayshinon, because that's a harder surface. Sa'arei v'chol diminayhu, lo chayshinon. But barley is considered to be a softer surface, so therefore we're not choshesh all those, because it just slides off, and it does not have the pressure of falling on top of it. Kol minei kitniyos, all types of kitniyos. Ain by mishum risuki yevarim. Okay, we don't assume that they fall off. We don't assume that they create a risuk for birds. The impact is not so great. Levar min rubia, except for rubia. Rubia is the only kidneys that we have to be worried about. Rubia, what's rubia? Rashi says, tilton. What's tilton? So tilton is, in the English terms, fenugreek. What's fenugreek? So, just we're in Eilu Shreifas, so we could have a little flexibility. Where does tilton ever come up in halacha? So the Mishnayis and Zeroyim talk about tilton in terms of Hilchos Shumas and Maaseros. But in Yonah Diyoma, couple of weeks, the night of Rosh Hashanah, tilton is one of the Yiratzon foods. Rubia says the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Kuf Pei Gimel Ye Adam Ragil Lechol Rosh Hashanah Rubia, the first one on the list. Tahainu tilton. So that still doesn't help us, right? But we say it's fenugreek, it's a type of vegetable, and that it says karsi, silka, tamri, kra, as we know, the others, the leek, and the beets, and the dates, and the gourds. Ukesha yochal rubia, what happens when we eat rubia, which now we know from Hilchos Shreifas, is considered a hard surface, and birds become nisrasik if they hit the rubia, but we say, yihi ratzon, sheyirbu zechu yosenu. Rubia is one of the yihi ratzons that we say that are Zechuyo should be Nisrabet. There's a machlokas of achronim there, different minhagim that people have. Do you say Hashem's name by every Yehi Ratzon, where the Mishnah Berurah quotes, because of Eliyahu Rabbah Hashem, Yerasimon Fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu Sheyirbu Zechuyo Seinu. He quotes that from the Kolbo. Other achronim say maybe not. Saying Hashem's name for each one, whatever one's minhag is, one can follow their his own minhag. Okay, Kshiyocha Rubias, that is where Rubia comes up in halacha, in Taf Kuf. Pei Gimel. Viter, Chimsi. Chimsi. So what are Chimsi? Chimsi are peas. Ein b'mishum marisik yevarim. Those are considered soft. Chefzi. What is Chefzi? Chickpeas. Arbis. Yish b'mishum marisik yevarim. That is marisik yevarim. That's harder. Again, chickpeas. Where did chickpeas come up in halacha? So that is not in the Shulchan Aruch. Though many people might think that, all right, how could you have a Shalom Zachar without chickpeas? Isn't that the favorite in the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch has one little line about Shalom Zachar. It's Baruch Hashem, Minaga B'nai Yisrael, or Kedoshim, right? We make tremendous simchas for Shalom Zachars, but it is one line that is in the Ramah. Not even in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes in Hilchas Mila, Rei Samachay, The Shulchan Aruch says Nogim Lasso Suda by Suda Biyamamila. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Suda of Rismila, which might even be a Suda Daraisa. There's a Gemara in Psachim that the Tosfos interprets as if somebody is invited to a Suda of Rismila and does not come, he is what's called Menudel LaShamayim. The Ramah quotes that. That's why we're very makbid not to invite to a Suda of Amila. We just let people know when it is because we don't Chas V'Shalom want to be in the category if we can't go to the Bris of Menudel LaShamayim. So says the Ramah though, Od Nagu Lasos Suuda Umishta Bilel Shabbos Laacher Shenolad Zachar Nichnasa Meitzel Tinok Lit Om Sham Vhu Gamkein Suudas Mitzvah. We go in to taste there, and this is also considered a Suudas Mitzvah. So that's it in the Ramah. Some of them are all different minhagim, but one of them is the Arbis, to have the Chimsi there for various reasons. Maybe it's a symbol of Avelus, of the Torah that was lost, which is one of the reasons the Taz quotes for the Shalom Zachar in general. But that's where we see Rubia and Chefzi coming up in other areas of Halacha. Klala de Milsa, but the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, what is the general rule about all these materials? If you can't remember it, just remember the categories. Kol Midi de Mishrik, anything that a bird might slide off, right, it's smooth, so then Ebo Mishim Risik Avarim, that does not create Risuk, because it just slides off. The impact is not great. Low Mishrik, but if it does not slide, and it'll just all be the impact of the bird onto the material, Yesh Bo Mishum Risuk Evarim. Then there is a problem of Risuk Evarim, and therefore one has to be worried about Treifus. Davuk, other materials. What's the case of Davuk? So Rashi explains, the best way to think about this is one of those sticky mouse traps. You have a bird trap. You have a little piece of wood, and you have something sticky on it to catch the bird. And then that whole thing, with the little piece of wood and the bird, all fall down. So does that create risuk? So, Rav Ashi, Shari Amemar Aser. Machlokas, whether it creates risuk. What's the issue? The issue is, does the bird have any independence to soften his fall with his wings, with his flying? So, Bachar Gapa Tukule Amalo Pligi Deshari. If he's only stuck with one wing, then everybody agrees this is not risuk Ivarim, because the wing that is not stuck will be able to cushion the fall as he falls, be able to fly a little bit. Ki pligi betray gapi. The machlokas is if both wings are stuck, so then he cannot cushion it with that at all. That's why there's a shita that says, in that case, it's asr. Manda asr amalacha hechinekum. The one that says asr in that case says, well, how is he supposed to get up? How is he supposed to move? He can't lift himself up. You can't apply the principle similar to like chai nosi et atzmo. And therefore he's going to fall benefila gemura, Rashi says. And therefore it's going to be a problem of risa. Uman deshari amalacha. What about the one that says mutter? What will he say? Efsha denekum aikvi degape. The bottoms of the wings still were able to be moved. The stumps of the wings will be able to be moved. And therefore, still, that would be mutter, even in that case of two wings stuck on the board. V'ikadamre, or a different version of the machlokas, betray gapi kule amalo pligida aser. Really, if both wings are stuck down, that's for sure aser. Ki pligi b'chad gafa, the machlokas is by one wing. Man deshari amalacha efshe the parach b'chad gafa. One opinion says, the one who says mutter says, well, he'll be able to fly with the other wing. Uman da asar, kivan de bahai lo matzi parach, bahai nami lo matzi parach. The bird is totally out of sorts if he has one wing that is stuck, and he won't even use the other wing. He won't even realize that the other wing is available to him, and in that way, he will go down and become nisrasik. The hilchasan, what's the halacha? The chilik. Betray gaf the aser, bechad gaf fashari. Right? Two wings stuck down is aser, and one wing stuck, it is mutter. So we paskin the chilik. What do we paskin? That's the gemara. So what do we paskin? So let's talk about Rashi a little bit. Rashi says right here, see in this long Rashi. Kasa balachas gadolos. Kol heichi debayi bedika. Any time that you need to do any type of bedikas, kagon, nefula, ushvura, udrusa, demiskashi bebedika, in all these cases that we would allow, we will be machshir as long as a bedika is done, hani, mi, li, bedoras, kamoi. Rashi says, only in the earlier generations. That's when they knew how to do bedikas. Tahavi bekila mivdek, avalanan, says Rashi, here in the 1100s, so, lo b'ki'ino, we're not experts. V'lo samchina an option. And, I'm sorry, this is quoting the Bahag, which even earlier, right before the year 1000. V'lo sam an option. So the Bahag says we're not somich on ourselves, that's why we don't trust any bedikas. Says Rashi, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. V'li nire de ein lo ladayin el ma'ash ein of ro'os. Right? No. You only go by what's in front of you. The dying goes by what's in front of him. Umutur lismach alav. And he's allowed to be somich on his own b'ki'us. On his own expertise, dichsiv, so Pazik says, and shoftim, ve'ela shofet asheyyeh bayamim ahim. So, says Rashi, I'm sorry, yiftach bedoro kishmo bedoro, as Chazal say, and therefore, these are all bedikas, and you can rely on the bedikas. Aval hu yizar yafeh, but what should you do? You should be very careful when you check. Ulahavi lefanav kala tabachim, v'chala bakiyin bedavar. We've noted, very unusual, this type of Rashi. Throughout this Masechta, Rashi talks about psak. Rashi, very unusual. So Rashi here says, but when you paskin, you should make sure to bring all the shoftim of the town and all the experts of the town with you. Ki hechi denimte shiva mikshura. So that what? That's a phrase in the Gemara, the first parak of Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that you want to diffuse and put the responsibility on many people. If you do it yourself, it's all on you. If you have 20 people there and they all agree to the psak, so then the responsibility is separated on all different, the whole group. So Rashi says, just be careful. But Rashi says, yiftach b'daro kishmul b'daro. But this issue is a specific issue regarding here. We mentioned the Ramah a couple of days ago, and that there are certain cases that we don't use bezman hazeh. We mentioned kfela, giving a taste to a non-Jew. We just rely on shishim nowadays. We don't rely on the kfela. And also regarding all of these, issues of risuk and of other cases of splitting. We mentioned that there's an Arzarua that says, even if in the days of Rashi, Rashi can say Yiftach Barak Shmuel Bedoro. After that generation, we don't know. And we go back to, maybe even Rashi would agree that our level of Bakias is not up to par, and therefore we cannot rely. Even if you want to say in Rashi's door, we could have relied, but we say Bizman Azed that we don't do any of these checks. Anytime there is a question, we don't rely on it. The general issue that you could talk about based on this Rashi is the principle of Niskatnu Adoros. Right? Do we believe in such a concept or not? So many Rishonim clearly hold of such a concept. If you look at Tosfos and Maseches Brachos on Daf, the Mishnah is earlier, but where's my Gemara here? The Gemara Maseches Brachos, Tosfos in the second parak. First find the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Tezayin Amar Aleph. We know the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chasan Pater Mikriyashma Laila Harishon Nevad Motzi Shabbos. A Chasan is Pater from Kriyashma. On the first night that he gets married, he has other things on his mind, and therefore he cannot have proper Kavana. Until Motzi Shabbos, if he didn't have the first Bia yet. If you look in Tosfos is the last Tosfos in the Parak. Yud Zayin Amar Beis, two blot later. Tosfos says, nowadays, just the opposite. Miyu, Anu, Shebishum Palmein Onu Machavnim Heitev. We never have Kavana. Gam chasan yesh likros. What the chas is not going to say Kriyat Shema on the first night? Oh, I always have kavana, but tonight I'm having trouble. What kind of URA is that? So says Tosis, we always say Kriyat Shema. Maybe not Myrif, but Kriyat Shema, da adaraba, nira ki URA im lo yikra, klomar ani mechavin b'chol shah, avolasos molacha betishma. So he quotes, that's Tosis. Tosis says, the assumption of Tosis is iskanu adoros. Even if in the days of the Mishnah we said that chasan is pater, nowadays a chasan would be chayiv. That's what Tosfos says. Another example, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Tfila. Shulchan Aruch says that we're supposed to have basic kavana in a certain minimum part of Shmoneh Esrei. Hamis palal tzimin kuf aleph. Hamis palal tzorach sheyichavin b'chal abrachas. Vim eno yachol lechavin b'kulam, lefachos yechavin b'avos. At least the first bracha. Vim lo kivin b'avos, afal pisha kivin b'chal ashar, yachzer v'yis palal. The Shulchan Aruch says, you gotta go back. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Hagah viha idna, says the Rabban, nowadays, 500 years ago, and beyond, ein chozrin bishvil chesrin kavana, af b'chazara, karavu shalo yachavein. Imkein lama yachzer. The Rama says, what, we're gonna go back again? We're not gonna cover it the second time, but the third time. So says the Rama, we don't go back. So that's the Rama. So again, we see another example of Niskanu Adoros. The basis based on the Tur. The Tur quotes this idea. Bali Tosfos in a number of places quote this, that, oh, we're not on that level, and therefore, we shouldn't do it. I saw an article a number of years ago, I remember that put together a number of Rambams. The Rambam never quotes Niskanu Adoros. Never quotes that principle. And if you look throughout his halachas, he never quotes these excuses that Bali Tosfos quote. He never quotes, the Rambam is an idealist. The Rambam says, no, what are you talking about? You know, no, there's no idea of Niskatnu Adoros. The Rambam, first of all, in Hilchos Tfil, but first of all, he talks about the Chasan. Doesn't quote any Heterim, any change, Mizvan Azeh. He quotes the Mishnah. Says the Rambam. Perek Dalet in Hilchos Kriyashma first. Nashim Avadim Uktanim Paturim Mikriyashma. Fine. But so Mitzvah Sages Man Grama. Umalad is a Ktanim Lekros Osa Bonasa. We educate Ktanim to say it in its time. Umavarch Lavanech Lacharea. Kilachanchim Mitzvahs. To say it. Mishahayo Libo Tarud. Vinechpaz Bidvar Mitzvah. Mikala Mitzvahs. If somebody's heart is Tarud and he's involved in a Mitzvah and he can't concentrate properly, Patur Mikriyashma. Lefichach. Chasan shenasa besula, pater mikriyishma ad sheyavo aleha, lefi she'en daito pnuya, shemalo yimsa besulim, vimshan motzi shabbos, lo bo'al chayv likros motzi shabbos, shenizkara daito v'chulu. That's it. The Rambam doesn't quote any of this. Oh, bizman hazeh. We don't say this. Or later on, the Rambam menuchas tefila, kavanas halev ketzad, kol tefila she'ena b'kavana, eina tefila, v'mispala b'lo kavana, chozer u'mispala b'kavana. Got to daven again. Says the Rambam, Matzah Daito Mishubeshes. Let's say he doesn't have a mind. A person has so much on his mind that he can't. Velibo Tarud. And his heart is Tarud. Asur lo lispalo. Achet is Yashiv Daito. A person can't concentrate. He's not allowed to daven. And then the Rambam quotes, Lefichach. Habamin Aderech. Vehu Ayev. O Meitzar, Asur Lispalo, Shetishashiv Daito, says the Rambam, he quotes Chazal, that after you take a trip for 3 days, you don't daven. You're jet lagged, you're exhausted, you don't daven. We don't hold that way. Well, we have Kavana. If, when we're not jet lagged, we have Kavana. But the Rambam is throughout, his halachas reflect that he does not believe in such a concept of niskanu adoros. And he says again, v'lo yasa tefila, he quotes other halachas. But there's one other Rambam that I remember, I saw, I forgot who connected it, the Rambam, the famous Rambam about smicha. The Rambam Shita is, we know, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that if all the rabbis of a generation of Eretz Yisrael would get together, they'd be able to renew the smicha. Ah, you don't have Mimoshe, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Rambam says, we could do it. Every generation, you have the rabbis that get together, they could do it. The problem was, right in the days of the Beis Yosef, we know that they tried to renew the smicha, and the rabbis all didn't agree. That was the problem. The Chachmei Yerushalayim and the Chachmei Tzfat did not agree, and therefore we didn't end up getting renewing the smicha. But it was all based on the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perak Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph of Hilcha Sanhedrin, Nirin Li Hadvarim. Right, Nir Ali, which means it's his own svara. Nir Ali Advarim, Shemiskimu Kalachachamim Sheba Eretz Yisrael. If all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, which by the way, this is another halacha, put it on the list, that's totally on Eretz Yisrael, that's not a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. Egla Rufa, and Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibur, the Gemara says, there are certain halachas that are based on Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. Right, what does that have to do with the rabbis of Israel? It should be the rabbis of the whole world. No. The Gemara in Horios says that Kahal Eretz Yisrael is Ikri Kahal, and therefore, this is one of the halachas that is totally on that. So says the Rambam, Nirin Liadvarim, that if all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael agree, Limnos Dayanin, Velismoch Osan, Hari Heilu Smuchin, Veyesh Lohen Ladun Dine Knossos, Veyesh Lohen Lismoch Lacherim, they have the power of Smuchin. Im Kain, Lom Hayu Achachabim Mitztarin Ala Smicha, why were the rabbis upset? They just renew it. Why were they so upset after they went into Galus? Kidei shelo yevat lu dine knasas mi Yisrael. They didn't want dine knasas to be mevutal even for a moment. Lufisha Yisrael mifuzarin. The EF sharsha yes kimu kulan. The answer is because nobody's ever going to agree. They knew the mitzias. Vim hayasham samach mi visamach in a tzorach las kulan. If you have somebody going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, then you don't need the taskama of all the rabbanon. Ela don dine knasas la kosher nismach mi pi bezdin. Vahadavar tzorach hechra. The last three words of the Rambam, Tzorech Iyun. But that's the Rambam. It's fascinating. I never noticed that the Kesef Mishnah here is silent. We know he was one of the ones involved. Right? He got smicha. Mari Beirav. So he was one that got smicha. And here it doesn't say a word on the Rambam. On this Nir Ali, the Kesef Mishnah says nothing. Right? He elsewhere, the Radvaz here has a long piece on it. And obviously, it's much in the Mefarshim, in the Tshuvas about this controversy. But here on this Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is silent. Okay, so that is the, but again, why am I quoting that Rambam? Because that Rambam also reflects the idea of not believing in Niskanu Adoros. If we would all get together, we would also be able to renew the Smicha Bizman Hazeh. So again, but that is all related to the Rashi, Machlokas Bahag and Rashi right here, whether we're on the level to do bdikas, whether you have to trust ourselves. Bahag says no, Rashi says yes, because Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro, Ela Shofet Asher Yeh Bayamim Ahim, and the Ramah, according to the Arzaruah, that Bizman Hazeh, maybe we're even different than Rashi, and therefore we do not have it, Bizman Hazeh. Again, Ela Shofet Asher Yeh Bayamim Ahim, that power has been quoted many times, we've quoted that in various contexts. Just to quote one source related, and then we'll continue, and that's their Ramban. Beautiful Ramban on that pasuk of El HaShofet Asher Yeh Bayamim Ahim. That's where Chazal say, you have to go to the Shofet, and even if they tell you, don't turn from what they say, right or left. Says Chasei Chazal, even if they tell you that your right foot is your left foot, and your left foot is your right foot, you still have to listen to them. Says the Ramban, the in your know. Afilu tachshov v'libcha shein toim hatoim. Not that they tell you your right is your left is your right. No, you think that's what they say. Even if you think in your heart that they're mistaken, v'adavar pashut be'inecha, and it's simple in your eyes, kasher atayodeya be'yemincha l'smalcha. Just like you know the difference between your right and your left, you know this is mutter, even though they say it's aser, or vice versa. Still, vice versa. Taseke mitzvasam, still you must follow them. That's the principle of El HaShofet Asher Yeh Bayamim Ahim. V'altomar, eich ochel, hachelev hagamor hazeh. How could I eat this piece of treif? They're telling me it's mutter, how could I eat it? O erok ha'ishan haki hazeh. How could I kill this innocent person if somebody is outvoted in Beis Din? Avotomar kach tziva osi ha'adon, ha'mitzava ala mitzvahs. This is what Hashem commanded me. She'e'aseh b'chol mitzvosav k'chol asher yoruni ha'omdim lufanav b'makom asher yivchar. Right, the Sanhedrin are going to tell me to do it, I do it. V'al mashma'uz daitam nasan li ha'torah afilu yitu. Even if they make a mistake. V'zeh ki'inyan. And this is like, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yeshua in Rabbi Gamliel b'yom ha'kipurim she'chal yas b'chesh bono. Right, this is why Rabbi Yeshua was forced to come to Rabbi Gamliel on the day that he thought was Yom Kippur. But what could he do? V'hutzrach b'mitzvah zos sarak gadol ma'od. And this is a very important mitzvah, says the Ramban. Why? Ki ha-Torah nitna lanu b'chsav. The Torah was given to us b'chsav. V'yaduahu. And it is known. Shelo yishtavu hadeyos. B'chol hadvar manov adim. Right? Two Jews, four opinions. Right? We know that. There are always so many opinions. V'hine yirbu ha-machlokes. V'sase ha-Torah kamatoros. Well, we'll be splintered off if we didn't have such a rule. V'chatach lanu ha-kasav ha-din, she-nishbal bezen ha-gadol, ho-omei lefnei Hashem, ba-makom asher yivchar. V'chom asher yomer lanu b'feirash ha-Torah. So he emphasizes the bezen ha-gadol element. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch here, he emphasizes the bezen b'chol dar v'dar is also included in this mitzvah. El ha-shofet asher yiyah b'yamim ha-heim, like Rashi says in our Gemara. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we will continue. Two dots. Nishtabru rov slosecha. So now we're up to the ribs. Remember, a couple more plot till we get to second Mishnah in this parak. Says the Mishnah that if most of the ribs are broken, that's a problem. That's a treifa. Nishtabru rov slosecha. Tanu rabbanon eloin rov slos. What do you consider most? Sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. Says the Gemara, six and six. If you have six from one side and six on the other side, so that is considered most. Why? Rashi explains that there are 22 large ribs that they have, 11 and 11. 11 and 11 on each side, connected in the middle by material. So says the Gemara, if you have six and six on each side, that is considered rov. Achas esrei mikan v'achas mikan. Or even if you have 11 on one side and one on the other side. 11 is all on one side that are broken and one on the other side. Amar ze'iri umechetz yon klapi shidra. And the part that's important for it to be broken is the part that's connected to the spine, towards the spine. So the animal is standing on all four legs, so the part that goes towards above the back of the body, meaning the shidra. Amar Rav Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, ubitzlos gadolo sheish ben moach. There are smaller ribs that don't have marrow inside, but we're talking about the main 22 ribs that have the marrow. Period. Amar Ula says Ula ben Zakai Omer. Ben Zakai says, who's Ben Zakai? Rashi says Lo Yadana Manu. I don't know. I don't know who this Ben Zakai is. Tosfos assumes it is Ula ben Reb Zakai. The last line of Tosfos quotes in the Girsa on the side. So different sheet is about who Ben Zakai is. Right, there is, could it be Reb Yochanan ben Zakai? Would the Gemara call him Ben Zakai? So the Gemara Sanhedrin says Adaf Mem Aleph that when he was a Talmud he was called Ben Zakai, and when he became a Rebbe he became Yochanan ben Zakai. So it could be, but that's not what Rashi and Tosfos here say. So Ula ben Zakai Omer Ne'ekru Rov Bitzad Echad. If most get uprooted from one side, not broken, they get uprooted from their connected point. Or nishtabru b'rov shnei tzadin. If most get broken on two sides, so uprooted on one side or broken on both sides is a treifa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar bei nekru bei nishtabru b'rov shnei tzadin. Rabbi Yochanan says no, you go by rov by both, even by nekru, it needs to be the majority on both sides. Period. Amar Rav ne'ekru tzela v'chulya ima treifa. Rav says if one rib, but its vertebrae inside that connects it to the spine, if that also got uprooted, the rib and its connected vertebrae, that's a treifa. Amaleir, and when Rav said this, so Amaleir of Kaha, Amri Leir of Kana Veravasi Larav, they asked him, Ne'ekrat Selamikan, Selamikan, V'chol Yikayem Esmau. What if either side, you have a pair of ribs that get uprooted, but the vertebrae in the middle is fine? So what about that case? You say that if one rib and the vertebrae get uprooted, it's a treifa. What if both sides, but not the vertebrae? Amar Lahu, Gistera Kamrisu. He said, what are you bringing me in Gistera? We had Gistera a number of times already in the Masechta. Gistera means the animal split in half. Meaning this is that's a for sure problem. Rashi says that's a nevela. It's a nevela. It's not a treif. That's a nevela. The animal's cut in half. If you're missing both ribs. So Mar says, one second. V'har Rav Nami Gistera Ka'amar. One second, Rav's case is also gistera. No, it says the whole rib and vertebrae is uprooted. That means the other rib on the other side is also uprooted. And he called that a trefa. So what's he getting so upset about? So kikama Rav tzela below chulia. No, Rav was saying if the rib without the vertebrae. The Gemara says what? Tzela below chulia kama. He said both. That's his whole chiddush. One rib with the vertebrae is a trefa. So the Gemara says no, tzela v'chatzi chulia. You mean some of the vertebrae got uprooted with the tzela, with the rib. That's the case that Rav says is a trefa. Michlal. So now let's go through the conversation. So if that's what Rav said, a rib and part of the vertebrae is a trefa. So what was the question to him? Michlal d'Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi, tzela below chulia amri. Their question must have been one step removed. A rib without the vertebrae. Va'amr lehu gista kamriso, and he answered to that that's an avela, just missing a rib without the vertebrae. Va'amr Ula ben Zakkai, didn't Ula ben Zakkai say, ne'akru berov tzad echad. It's got to be rove of one side, not just one rib. Rove. Nishtabru berov shtei tzadim, if it's broken rove of both sides. So what's Rav talking about? We're saying, if Rav was talking about a rib and half a chulia, so the question to him must have been one step removed, and that is a rib without chulia. And so how could Rav call that a nevela, a gistera? Right? We know that's not true. We would say you need rov. So amar lecha, hasam, so the answer is, hasam zeshlo keneged zeh, hacha zeh keneged zeh. They were talking about two different things. Rav, when do we say that you need rov tzad echad? That if you have two ribs that are not opposite each other. But if you have keneged zeh, then even one would be a problem. Says the Gemara, one second. Vamar Rabbi Yochanan berov shneit studin. Uberov shneit studin. Iefter dolokaim echad min hazeh keneged zeh. We say you need majority. But if you need majority on both sides, then they're obviously included in that ribs that are opposite each other. So how can you say we're talking there? Oh, when do you need rov when they're not opposite each other? It's not true. You're always going to have opposite each other. So Gemara answers, hasam buchna below asisa, hacha buchna va'asisa. The Gemara says, the Gemara gives a mashal, comparing it to a pestle and a mortar, what we bang on when we grind things, that the socket that the rib fits in has a ball on the end of it. In the picture books, they have it connected. So the question is, how much is missing? Is the buchna there without the asisa, or the buchna on the asisa? How much is missing? So basically, it's different levels of a connection. The more connection that is detached, the more it's going to be a trefa, even without the rove. If it is still connected somewhat, so then it is going to need rove in order to be a trefa. Period. Ihacha, ask the Gemara, two more lines, hainu derav. But if this is the question that they asked, then again, the conversation doesn't make sense. Why? Because Rav says, even if one rib is missing with its chulia, it's a trefa, or mixas chulia. And they asked him, what about two? But Rav already said one, so of course two. So Gemara says, lo shami lo derav. They didn't know. They never heard Rav say one. That's why they didn't know. That's why they asked him about two. Vili bo mi me derav. So why did they ask him about one? Why did they ask him about two? They should have asked him, what if one rib is missing with its chulia? So the Gemara says, they try to use svara. Savri liboy minechada de parish lantarti. We're going to ask him a question, but based on his answer, we're going to know the answer to both questions. Meaning they didn't know what was a trefa. If one rib or two ribs is missing with its vertebrae, so they didn't know the answer to any. So they didn't know what to ask him. So they tried to ask him a question that would give them the answer to both questions. So, de'ibin on minechada, if they would have asked him, what's the halacha by one? Right, if one rib is missing, so hanicha yamalon trefa. So if the answer would have been that's a trefa, then kol shekein tarti. Then it would have been kol shekein a kal v'chomer if they would be missing two. So then they would have gotten the answer to both. But yamalon ksheira. But if he would have said kosher if one is missing, akati tarti kamiboylan, then two they still wouldn't have known. And that's why they asked him the question of two. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. You have the same problem the other way. Ihachi hashtanami to kavah mine tarti. What do you mean? So they asked him about two, so he solved the same problem. If he tells them that two missing is kosher, so then fine. Then even if one is missing, surely it's kosher. The Amar Lahu Trefa, but if he says Trefa by two, Akati Chadimi Boy Lahu, then one they still would be besubik about. So why is asking about two better than asking about one? In both cases, one answer would be good, and the other answer would not be good to answer both questions. So the Gemara says, no, Savri. They said that we're going to ask about two. Why? Because Imkain, because by two, if he says trefa by two, we're going to know whether it's trefa by one, two. Why? Mirsach karasach. Chada trefa. tarti mi boi, because if one is also a treifa, he's going to get angry at us when he answers the question. So that's how we're going to know, not from what he says, but how he says it. If one is also a treifa, so then he's going to say, what? Two? Right, we're going to see from his reaction. The Gemara says, "I v'haka amri levelo rasach." He didn't get angry. It didn't work. The answer is yes, he did. Kiva tekamar luhu gistera kamrisu hainu rischei. That exclamation of, that's a gistera! What are you asking me? Right, so that itself is a reflection of being angry, so they got their answer. By asking two, they saw even one was a treifa. The Meiri says right here, what do you learn from this Gemara? And whenever you have these stories with a little Musar, get a look at the Meiri. Rav shera b'talmidav, sheshoalin be'eza davar, imhu mutter. A Rebbe that has his Talmidim, and the Talmidim asks, is something mutter? V'hu ro'eh she'af kal heimenu asr. And he knows that even something less than what they're asking is asr. And they're saying, is this mutter? Ra'ui lo lo hashiv lahem ma'at. B'derach she'yakiru she'ein she'ilasam areva etzlo. He should answer in a way that they kind of get the feeling that, and they realize that he wasn't so happy with the question. Al sheheim marim sheheim notim lekula kolkach. That he sees that they're being so mako, so the Rebbe has to like give a little remez that he's not so happy with the question. But the other way not. If they ask about an isser, that even something more is mutter, then there's not as much of a kepeda. The kepeda is that they think something is mutter, and it's really usser. So the Miri said they shouldn't scream at them, but he should do something, answer in a way that they know that their she'ela wasn't arev to the Rebbe. Okay. Issue of kas, we know, is something that says here that we'll know if he gets angry or not. You know, kas is something that we generally stay away from. Obviously, we know that kas is something the Rambam talks about, right? One of the two midos in Hilchos Deos that the Rambam says you don't go the middle path. You don't go the middle path, right? The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, so you can't say that they were really expecting Rav to get angry, but at least to feign anger, to show anger because of what the Meiri said. They'll figure it out based on that. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, Beis Gimel, after going through the Shvil Azov, V'yesh Deos she'asur lo l'adam linhog b'hem b'veinonis. There's some Deos that you cannot be in the middle path. Ela yisrachek ad haketzeh ha'acher. One must go to the extreme. V'hu, two Deos. That you have to go to the extreme, says the Rambam. Number one is gaiva, gova halev, haughtiness. She'ein aderach hatova she'yih adam anav bilvad, ela she'yih shval ruach. You can't just be an anav, says the Rambam. You have to be lowly of spirit. V'tiyeh rucho nimucha lima'od. And the soul and the spirit has to be very low. L'fichach nomar Moshe Rabbeinu anav ma'od. V'lo nemar anav bilvad. The Rambam is bedayik in the text, in the pasuk. Moshe wasn't an anav. He was an anav ma'od. And that's beyond anav. L'fichach tzibuch hachamim ma'od ma'od avi shal ruach. V'od amru. Shkol ma'biya libo kofar be'ikr. Shemar, this week's parsha. V'rom l'vavecha v'shachachta z'shem alakecha. That's how you knew we were supposed to do that Rambam today. V'od amru. B'shamta. You should be excommunicated. To ispe gasas ruach v'afilu miksasa. That's number one. And then the Rambam says, and they're related, v'chein hakas. Also, anger, de'a ra'ahi alimaod, v'roi la'adam she'yisrachek mimena, ad ketzei ha'acher. To be distance, v'yomar atzmo shelo yichos afilu aldavar she'roi lichos alav. Even if people are saying to me, or to you, you know, shouldn't you get angry? Come on, you should be angry about that. Right, Nela Vena Olev. As much as we could do, forget about it, let it slide. You know, it should be the worst thing that I should be angry at this person and I'm not angry at this person. Right, it should be my worst avera, that he deserves for me to scream at him, he deserves to be put in his place and I don't do it. Right, that should be the worst. So that's what we have to try to train ourselves. It's very, very difficult. But then the Rambam says, V'chedim ratzal ha'adil eima al-banavu b'nei beso, o al-hatzibur, im hayaparnas, if the tzibur needs to be talked to, v'ratza lichos aleihem kedei sheyachzur lemutav, and you want to get them to do tshuva, yira atzmo bifnehem shehu koes kedei liyasram. You have to show feign anger, v'tia daito miyusheves beino levein atzmo. Extremely difficult. Inside we have to be calm. Ka'adam shehu midame ish b'shas kaso v'hu eino koes. So you look like an angry person, but a person is really not angry. But that's the Rambam, Kas and Gaiva. So here, says the Gemara, the feigning anger of the Rebbe, the Meiri says, can't be real. But he's acting in a way to teach his students. That's why he's doing it. He's acting in a way. Whenever Kas comes up, I like to mention just one amazing source that's quoted in the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim tells us, Sefer Chasidim tells us in Tuf Reish Nun Hey. It's a fascinating story. I first heard this from my friends 20 years ago or so. This is Sefer Chasidim, Tuf Reish Nun Hey. Maisa Beben Shekibed Es Aviv Biyoser. There was a son that did tremendous kibud av. Amar Lei Ha'av. Ata Mechabdeini B'chaye Techabdeini B'mosi. You give me such covenant in my life, give me covenant in my death also. Ani Mitzavcha Shetalin Ka'ascha Laila Echad. Let your anger lie one night. If you're angry, give it a night. That's my message. Tolan kascha laila. Va'atsaru chacha shlo tadaber la'achar shlo tadaber. Just keep quiet. Let your anger sit. Wait a night. That was the message that he gave to his son. La'achar p'tiras aviv. So the father dies, and then the son gets older. And ho'ach le'medinas ayam. He goes on a business trip for a long time. V'hiniach ishto mu'uberes. He left his wife was pregnant, but she had not done a pregnancy test yet. He did not know that his wife was pregnant, and he left her. And he was away for years. And when he came back to the city one night, he comes into the bedroom where his wife was, and he hears the sound of a young boy, a bachur, doesn't say how old he was, that was kissing his wife. Shalaf charbo v'ratza laharuk shneim. He was about to do a ma'isa pinchas. He was about to do a ma'isa pinchas. He took out his sword. V'zochar mitzvas aviv. And he remembered his father's tzivui v'heshiva latar. And he put it back in its sheath. Shama she'amra la'oso bachur. And he hears. B'nasha etzla kfar. And then he puts it away. And the next morning, we all know the end of the story. It was his own son. And he says, Baruch Hashem. My father, Baruch Hashem, she'atzar kasi, u'baruch avi she'tzivani, la'atzar kasi, laila echad, she'la'arakti yoschav ez b'ni, v'samchu simcha gedola, v'asum mishal ha'olam nimsim, v'samchu harbe ma'ot. Right, that's how do we control our anger? The origins of counting to 10, right there. Talin ka'ascha laila. That's in terms of ka'as. Okay, we continue. We continue with the Gemara. Three lines to the bottom. Amar Rabba, Bar Rav Shila, Amar Rav Masta, Amar Shmuel. There's still one more interesting discussion we're going to have today. So, Beth Hashem, Amid Beis. Hopefully everything's interesting, but Beth Hashem, we have to try to make everything related. Says the Gemara in the name of Shmuel, Nekra Sela Meikara. Shmuel says, if one rib gets out of place, we had this statement before, or a skull gets crushed, even if it's not missing anything, ubasar achof ez roba keres berubo, or most of the skin, most of the flesh that covers the keres part of the keres stomach gets torn. Trefa, all these cases are trefa. Nekra, tzela meikara, trefa, one second. It's if the tzela gets uprooted, it's a trefa. Vraminu, one rib, but kama, didn't we learn in Mishneh Maseches Ahalis? How much we know if an entire person is in an ohel, so he's matami ba'ohel. So how much of the spine must be missing in order for it to be not considered a body, so it's not matami ba'ohel. So Beishamai omrim shtei chulios, ubeisal omrim chul yachas. Beishamai says if it's missing two vertebrae, so that's considered not matame, that's not considered a body, and therefore it's not matami ba'ohel. Ubeisal omrim chul yachas, even if you're only missing one, it's already not called a guf. And it's not matame ba'ohel. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the same Shmuel, v'chein l'treifa. The same machlokas would apply to treifa. Meaning, Beis Hillel would say, again, we're comparing people and animals. This was what we had earlier on Daf Mem Beis, where that's where Rabbeinu Tam discussed whether you could compare people and animals. But Shmuel says here, v'chein l'treifa. So you see, according to Beis Hillel, if you're missing one chulya, it's already not a person. And if your Beis Shammai says two, right, so that's a problem, because the Beis Hillel, it's even one. So according to Shmuel, you see even one, not Akira Sela, just the chulya here. And Shmuel said you have to have the whole rib. Tamara says, Hacha Tzela below chulya, Hasan chulya below Tzela. They're talking about two different things. In the Mishnah in Ahalus, and what Shmuel was talking about, that's if the chulya is missing, the vertebrae in the middle are missing, but not the ribs. Masha'enkein, on the bottom of the previous Amud, he was talking about missing the rib. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. You can have a mitzias of the rib missing, right? But the chulya is not missing. The rib came off, and the vertebrae is still there. But I don't see it. If the vertebrae are missing, the ribs are connected to the vertebrae. So how do you ever have a case of the vertebrae missing and the rib is not missing? So Gemara says, "Bishili kafli." Maybe at the bottom where you don't have real ribs and you only have vertebrae, maybe we're talking about that area. There is a machlokas, interesting machlokas between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Rashba. What if an animal is born with more or less ribs than he's supposed to have? Born that way. So it's not that it became a treifa ever, but he's born that way. So if you look in the Trumas Hadeshen says in Kuf Ayin Zayin, Sheila. Behema shenishchata v'nimsula shteim esrei tzlaos gedolos sheish bohem moch misad echad 12 on a side. We just learned you have to have 11 on a side. Ubeminyan zeh nimsu gamkim misad hasheni chashivi treifa b'kach olav. He's born that way. Answer tshuva yired says the tshuva sedeshen tahabei makshirahi. It's a kshera if it's born that way. V'yavagav the stam behemas ein lehem rak yud aleph. Slows gedolim sheish b'moach mitzad echad v'chei mitzad hasheni mikom makom tabachim b'kiyim higiduli. Expert shochdim told me shelifamim nimsu lehem behemos miksasam hayalam tzala achas yisera b'chol tzad v'lo shamu potze pe'u mitzafseif le'esor habehema kula rak miksas b'nei adam. Some people don't need the extra tzala. Okay, if they get spare ribs, right, that's a spare rib, really. Right, it's an extra one. So that is what the Trumas Hadeshen holds. If you look on the Rashba and Taras Abayis argues, but that's an important machlokas related to extra. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara Maskev Lo Rav Oshia V'Lisni Gabe Kulei Beishami Yuchom Rebei Silel. We have this machlokas Beishami Rebei Silel. So why don't we put this on the list in Maseches Idios of the few cases where Beishami is Meiko and Beis Hillel is Machmir? Why don't we put it on this case? Because here Beis Hillel Beishami is Meiko. Where is Beishami Meiko? Where is he Meiko? Not in the case of Alas, because the case of Alas is Machmir. You have to be missing two for it to be Matami Be'olel. But by Treifus, he says you need two to be missing for it to be a Treifa. Beis Hillel says you only need one. So Gemara says, Amar Le Rava, Ki Itshal Le'inyan Tuma Itshal. The locus classicus, the main context of this Mishnah is Hilchas Tuma, where Beis Shammai is Machmir. Davilu Beis Shammai L'chumra. Fine. Why is Beis Shammai always L'chumra? It was L'chumra, so Api Kabbalah, and many Mefarshim, Kabbalistic Achronim, discuss this, and that is because Beis Shammai is a Bechina of Din, while Beis Hillel is a Bechina of Rachamim. And that is why this is not in Shas. It's not in Shas anywhere, but it is in the Kisvei Arizal, and it's in many of the other Svarim. The Kedushas Levi says this in his Likutim, that La'asid Lavo, Talach is going to be like Beis Shammai. Right, so where is that quoted? That's from Kabbalistic sources. Says the Kedushas Levi, V'hinei yadua, Shemachloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel hu, Ki Beis Shammai hayu midas hadin, U'Beis Hillel hayu midas harachamim. We go like Beis Hillel in this world. Ki ro chachameinu zal, Sheha'olam tzarech lemidas hachesed. That's why we have to go like Beis Hillel. Lezoch kavu halacha ke Beis Hillel. Kedei lehisnahei ka olam b'midas hachesed. V'nimsa lefize. B'vias ha-goal b'mher av yameinu yizgale midas Beis Shammai. Ki az ein tzorech ha-olam l'midas hachesed. V'hadin yishapech l'rachamim. V'yepsak halacha ke Beis Shammai. That's Kedushas Levi in the Likutim. Others say this as well. The Arvei Nachal says this in Parshas Emor. Lo asid lavo, the machlokas is going to be like Beis Shammai, because again, they are really, the Gemara says, they're mechadad itvei. They're sharper, right? We don't paskin like them. The Gemara says in Erevin because they're Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel zaluvin, and they're makdim divrei Beis Shammai divreihem. But al pi Kabbalah, many of these sources say that lo asid lavo, we are going to paskin like Beis Shammai. The passage like Beis Shammai, lo asid lavo. Again, this is a question that we'll wait till Eliyahu Navi to figure this one out. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Maybe we'll talk more about Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel if we have time. We won't. Okay. Anyway, the Golgolas. We have to. I'll give a shir, Beis Hashem, hopefully one time. Maybe a Daf Be'in shir related to why Beis Shammai is a more rejected opinion than other rejected opinions. Interesting. Why is it more of a shita d'chuya? Okay, not for now. The golgola shenech bisa beruba, a skull that's crushed mostly by Rabbi Yirmiyah, rov gova rov ekefa teku. Do you go by, what does it mean rov? The rov of the skull is crushed. Rov up height wise, like by the forehead, or hekefa, the circumference width wise. So teku, we don't know the answer. The Rishonim says sveka lechumra. A little problem with the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes lechumra here, he says yireli. Kesef Mishnah just wonders, what do you mean yireli? It's a suffix. Of course you go lechumra. Why do you say yireli? Okay, the Kesef Mishnah discusses that in Hilchas Shechita. Ubasar achofes rav akeres berubo. flesh that covers most of the stomach. Boy, Rav Ashi, barov karua or barov natul. What does it mean, rov? What happened to it? Is it ripped or is it missing? So tifshal limi detznan. Try to prove it from the other part of the Mishnah. Keras apnimis shenikva o shenikra rov achitzonas. You see, we're talking about being ripped. V'yamri barav and bishmeid Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. Kol hakeras kulo zui keras apnimi. We had right. What's the keras apnimi? Says Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, the entire keras. Ve'izehi keras achitzona pasra chovetz rov hakeras. So you see that shita. You see, we're talking about this case, and we see we're talking about karua. Says the Gemara. Midi avitam el Shmuel. That we're trying to figure out Shmuel. Ha'amr of Yaakov bar Nachmani, Amr Shmuel, Makom Shom Bel Milas. You see, Shmuel is a different definition of the Keres HaPnimi. Remember we had yesterday, with all the different shitas about what the Keres HaPnimi was. So you can't bring me a rye from a different opinion to prove Shmuel if Shmuel doesn't hold of that opinion. Okay. Weiter. Derusas Hazaev. The clawing of a wolf. We mentioned, if you remember, on the first daf, the first shear in the parak, the Derusa is the only treifa that is mefurish in the psukim. All the other psukim, all the other treifas are halacha Moshe Misinai, they're mesora. Jerusa is the only one that is mefurish. But what is Jerusa? Jerusa is ze'ev, the clawed by a wolf. So I'm reviewing the marav. Bibehema min ha'ze'ev olamala. By an animal, by a behema, by a chaya or a behema, so the Jerusa is only if it's a wolf or lamala, or worse. What's worse than a wolf? Rabbeinu Gershom says a bear, dova ari, the fifth wide line. A bear or a lion, right? Animals that are worse than wolves. Uba ofos, and by birds, what is considered a drusa for a victim? What victim? For the attacker. Any attacker that is like the Nate's bird, which we're not sure what that is, some type of predator bird, and worse. Lemute mai, what is this excluding? What is Rav Yehuda Marav excluding? What is not a drusa? So ilema, and again by clawed we assume that it's not just the cutting, but Chazal assumed that there was poison that was put in by the claws. That's why that's what's assumed by Jerusa. So ilema lemute chatol. Are we excluding a cat? I mean, Jerusa's chatol is not a treifa. So we learned that tanina v'Jerusa's ave. We already learned that in the Mishnah. What is Rav coming to teach me? V'chitema. And if no, really, a cat is, we wouldn't have known to exclude from the Mishnah. We would have thought that the Mishnah only says Ze'ev to tell me that a Ze'ev is even Dores, a large animal. But we also learned that explicitly. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Jusa Ze'ev Bedaka, Jusa Zari Bagasa. So you see, he already is Machali between different types of animals. So again, what is Rav Yehuda Amar Rav teaching me? Rabbi Yehuda Miflek Paligan, if you want to say, that's only Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not the Tanakama. V'yam Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Ilo'o. Or Rabbi Lazar, Lo Bar Yehuda El Lafarish, Divrei Chachamim, is coming to explain. So the Gemara answers, Gavra, Gavra Karamis. What are you asking? You're saying, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yefes says he's coming to explain, but there could be another opinion, that he's coming to argue. And if he's coming to argue, then we wouldn't know the issue of Zev being Dores, even Gasos, and that would be the Chidit, and therefore it wouldn't be teaching me anything about a Chatul, and that's why Rav has to come to say, make a statement, excluding a Chatul. Okay. Or maybe in Achinami, he is coming to exclude a chatol. Rav. Because you might have said the Mishnah is not telling me anything to exclude. Just saying normal. What animals are predators? One of them is a wolf. So therefore, just is not telling me that specific example to exclude anything. So Kamash Malan, that's Rav's Chiddush. Period. Amar of Amram, Amar of Chizda, Jerusa's chatol v'nemiya. A chatul and an emia, also a rodent, a weasel type of animal, can create drusa by little goats and sheep. Drusa's chulda ba'ofos, and the drusa of a weasel when it comes to birds. Meisvei, one second, drusa chatul, neisvei nemia, achatinaka ivlachalal. We learned in a brisa that a chatul is only considered dores if it goes all the way in, if it punctures all the way to the inside. Aval drusa leslu, but stam drusa, if it just cuts it from the outside, that's not a problem. Zakasha on Rav Chizda. So the Gemara says, Vitizbra, Nates, Lo Daris, Vatsan, Vidrusas, and Nates. There's also a stira in Nates, by the Nates bird. So how do you answer that stira? So Halo Kasha, Kambaofas, Kambigadim, Utslam. It depends who the victim is. A Nates could be Dores, other birds, but not Gadim and Tzlaim. Mikomach on Rav Chizda Kasha. What about back on the Kasha, Rav Chizda? Again, what's the Kasha? Rav Chizda says that there is Jerusa by a Chatul, and the Brisa says there is no Jerusa by a Chatul. So the Gemara answers, Hudamar ki aitana, it's really machlokas tanoim, Titania Beribi Omer, because the Brisa says, Beribi says, who's Beribi? Rashi here says the name of a Chacham, Rashi earlier on Daf Yud Aleph says, Gadol Bedoro, there's a whole tshuva of the Noda Yehuda. If you want to look it up, Orachayim Tinyana Simin Kufyud Gimel, who discusses Shitas Rashi about the word Beribi. That's what somebody asked him. What is Rashi all about Beribi? Different shatim of Beribi in different places in Shas. But anyway, says so he holds like this Tana, the Tanya Beribi Yomer, Lo Amru Ein Drusa El B'Malkam She'ein Matzilin. We only say that a cat cannot be Dores in a place where Ein Matzilin, where there aren't people trying to protect or to catch her. When it, but Avo B'Malkam She'ein Matzilin Yesh Drusa. If a cat feels pressure, feels like there's somebody trying to catch her, then she gets even angrier, and there can be Drusa. There can be Drusa there. You know what? Let's just do two more lines. Actually, no. Let's stop here by Ubimakom, because it's we're going to go to two different versions. Okay, so Ubimakom, fourth line, we'll stop here, and we'll continue. I hope the Parsha Shir is up already, or will be up this morning, and the rest of it, we will continue our travels through Eilat Trefus in the coming days.